The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not able to hold office.
Fellow patriots, freedom fighters, dissidents, welcome to National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network for Thursday, September 15th, 54 days till Election Day. I am Peter. I'm your new Thursday host of this show, National Intel Report Thursday host, Peter Serafin, and we're live streaming it. Well, it's just a video of me, but live streaming out there in video form. If you would like to check that out, you search for me, and that's Peter Serafin, or Liberty Lighthouse, which is the name of the show that goes on later. We're going to rebroadcast this as Liberty Lighthouse elsewhere. Phone lines are going to be open, especially during the first half of the show tonight. So if you want to call in, get your dial-in finger ready, 512-248-8252 or 800-313-9443. That's first half of the show. Second half, I got a guest, Mr. Jeff Bermant, the founder of Tusk Browser. We did have a little bit of technical difficulty. I got to find Jeff's contact info and send it over to the producers and change how we do things all of a sudden on the fly. But, you know, that's what happens when you're doing live shows and live broadcasts. But no matter where you're watching or listening to National Intel Report or Liberty Lighthouse, whichever show you're seeing me on, hearing me on, support the network that you're listening to. Support Republic Broadcasting Network. Donations are greatly appreciated, but you don't have to do that. You can buy something from one of the sponsors. That'd be fabulous as well. And, well, I don't know. Free speech is not free. And all of these networks that are trying to be free speech networks, they all need your help. So, yeah, help them out. Anyway, I want to start tonight's show with a quote. A quote that's been on my mind a lot. Well, for the last couple of years, it's been on my mind. And that is, it's a Ben Franklin quote. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Now, think about that and how it pertains to, life today, all of it, everywhere. Think about that and how COVID changed that. Think about that quote in relation to, how our political parties operate today. See, I think that both of our major political parties, the two ruling parties, I think both of them use fear constantly. I think both of them basically just try to scare you to get your vote. That's it. That's all they care about is your vote. And they're willing to scare the socks off of you to get it. Now that the left yells things like, COVID, and threats to our democracy. Trump is a threat to our democracy. Things like that. And that's the big one right now. The threats to domestic terrorists. If you support Donald J. Trump, or even just the idea of a living in government, then, you're a domestic terrorist. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been a constitutionalist since long before Donald J. Trump joined the scene. So, where did this come from? I don't feel like a terrorist. I don't think I'm a terrorist. But now, the FJB chants or the Let's Go Brandon chants, those are akin to walking out in public and yelling Allahu Akbar. And that's what the left wants you to believe. They want to scare everybody that the right is evil and we're going to tear down their democracy. But the right, well, they want you to be afraid of socialism. And they want you to be afraid of, the open border, rising crime. They want you to be afraid of all of the things that the left pushes for. The left wants you to be afraid of all the things the right pushes for. But it's all about fear. Thinking back just a couple of years ago when this whole COVID thing showed up, and everybody was afraid. It's a new virus. We're scared. It's a new virus. What do? Wear a mask. Stay 6 feet apart. What did I do? I printed out t-shirts that said free hugs. And I put that Benjamin Franklin quote on my front lawn. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. See, I think a huge number of people in our country, especially the young people, were either never taught or have forgotten that, our nation is founded on the idea of personal liberty. Personal freedom, personal liberty. That's it. Nothing else. We are in charge. Then we get these political parties in there. You're not in charge anymore. They are. But they still need us. If nothing else, they still need our vote. And in order to get that vote, they're willing to scare you. See, there's no easier way to give somebody, to get anybody to give up a right, a privilege. There's no easier way than to scare them. And politicians figured that out a long time. I've heard a lot of people talking about the Joe Biden, red backdrop Satan speech or whatever you want to call it, where he was pointing out the MAGA threat to the democracy thing, the ultra MAGA or extreme MAGA or whatever phrase he used. But he said MAGA like 12 times. But not once did he mention fentanyl. Or the inflation. It's all about perspectives. One side wants you to be afraid of one thing. The other side wants you to be afraid of something else. So how do we deal with that? How do we, the voter, the sovereign citizens of the United States, where the power is all rested in us, according to the Constitution, how do we deal with this? Fear is a powerful motivator. I've heard a lot of people say, if you would have replaced MAGA in Joe Biden's red backdrop speech. If you were to have replaced MAGA with Jew, it would have sounded an awful lot like Hitler. And Hitler didn't start with Jews. Remember, Hitler didn't only go after the Jews. He worked up to the Jews. He went after the communists and the gypsies first, then went for the Jews. The one side of the aisle here is now trying to, well, they're trying to otherize the MAGA, the extreme Republicans, trying to make us less than human. Now, I don't identify myself as a Donald Trump supporter. I didn't vote for him the first time around. I did the second. I often get accused of being a Republican, mostly on TikTok. I put my little one-minute Liberty Minute videos up on TikTok. And oftentimes the comments in there are about, well, you Republicans did this, or the GOP did that. And I'm always quick to point out, I'm not a Republican. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm registered to the Constitution Party, and I wasn't registered to a party before that. I believe in the U.S. Constitution, and I believe that pretty much all of our problems today stem from the fact that we're ignoring the Constitution. Does that make me a right-wing extremist? Does that make me a domestic terrorist? The fact that I say things like, well, 90% of our federal government is unconstitutional and therefore illegal and should be abolished. Does that make me one of these domestic terrorists that they talk about on TV? Alejandro Mayorkas? Maybe. Because I'm out for his job. Because I don't think his job should exist. I don't think the entire department that he leads should exist. See, most of these ultra-right-wing domestic terrorist folks, they're only terrorists to those in government. They sometimes even say that. They claim that these extremists are anti-government extremists. I'll take that label. I'm not anti-government as a whole, but I'm certainly anti this government. This government has grown far beyond its britches and needs to be reeled in, shall we say. The national debt, you know, almost $31 trillion. We're spending $1.7 last year, trillion dollars more than the government's bringing in. You want to think about how much a trillion is? A trillion is a million millions. That's a lot. So why is our government allowed to continue to spend at these ridiculous rates? Because we, the people, have allowed it. Turned our head and not paid attention for too long. We the people. It's our fault. We need to stop blaming the other side. We need to stop blaming each other. It's not the Democrats' fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. The socialists or the communists or anybody else. It's us. We the people. All of us. We got fat and lazy. We had it too good for too long. We were so comfortable that we took our eye off the ball. We turned our back on the ocean. Now, I was a sailor. I learned never turn your back on the ocean. You never know when she'll change on you. I don't know what to do there. Where do we go? How do we get it back? There's a big movement right now, a big populist movement all across the world. It's not just the United States. We got Sweden just elected a far-right populist person. Canada. I don't know if you paid attention to this, but the Conservative Party of Canada just elected their new party leader. And normally, in order for them to get a party leader, they've got to go through two or three rounds of voting because nobody ever gets enough. No one candidate ever gets a big enough percentage of the vote to be clearly declared leader. This time they did. This time, the far right-wing populist candidate got 68% of the vote on the first vote in Canada. Hadn't happened in, I think they said, 20 years. So where's this movement going? Where does the United States stand in this movement? We'll have to wait and see. But that sounds like a good time for, 30-second break. Home delivery meal kits are so convenient, most of them are rather expensive. A couple of years ago, I tried the intro offers on 8 or 10 different home delivery meal kit services, then I settled on EveryPlate. EveryPlate is half the price of most home delivery kits at $4.99 a portion. Use the link at liberty-lighthouse.com/EveryPlate, and you'll save even more on that already affordable price. In fact, the intro offer starts under $2 a portion at liberty-lighthouse.com/EveryPlate. So there's a lot of people out there that think the United States is the last stand, the last bastion, that we are the ones who the left has to go after, that the globalists have to take down the United States and then the rest of the world will fall, that we're the only one there. We're the only thing holding it up, holding it together. And I don't know. Do you think that's true? You have a different opinion on that matter? 512-248-8252. I'd like to hear somebody else's opinion on that, because I'm not sure that that's the case. I think that it's an all-out blitzkrieg against all of the right wing in all of the countries. But there's more of us. A lot more of us. The populist movement, the conservative populist movement has finally grown big enough that they're scared. They being those globalists. Bolsonaro down in South America had a rally the other day with millions of people in attendance. What's anybody in the Democrat side? Any of these big globalist types, how many people do they get together when they try to rally? It isn't millions. Heck, I remember the Joe Biden campaign events where it was like 17 cars. So what, 40 people maybe, depending on how many people are in a car? The populist movement is here. The populist movement is growing. And the globalists are scared. And because they're scared, they're pulling out all the stops. They took the mask off. They're not hiding it anymore. All of these things that they're doing right out in front of us now are all things that you would have been called a conspiracy theorist if you had mentioned them, I don't know, a year ago. But now, it's right there. Now, it's right in your face. And they're putting it on their own websites. All of this stuff, like everything, Alex Jones. Alex Jones, who has been talking about all of the globalist conspiracy for a decade, he can now go back and say, yep, told you. He can go to the WHO website and pull up a page and say, yep, I talked about that 7 years ago. Pull all the audio and there it is. Pat in Fort Worth, line one. Welcome to National Intel Report. What do you have for us, Pat?
I don't know. sorry, I just started coughing. You don't listen to people. Don't listen to the right people. I mean, this country was founded, like you said, on the fact that they wanted freedom to worship God. And right. People have no idea what this country has done to help the rest of the world to do that. There's two organizations that give out free tracts in Spanish, tratados, and they tell you how to become a Christian and who Jesus is. And over the years, they went from three or four colors to multicolors, and now they're having trouble finding paper to print it. But the fact is, they give them free, and they send out, you know, big old, oh no, I think it's 20. You used to have to pay $29 for the shipment of a big old huge, case of, platform. What do you call those things that they sit on? The wooden things?
Pallet.
Yeah.
Pallet?
Yeah. And they're still at it, though. They're still at it. People have no idea. So the rest of the world does. When they get saved, they know who America is, and they know what America did for them. And the same thing in London, UK. I mean, I had a African missionary, black African missionary, living with us for 4.5 years, what time he went on the field, you know. And his family was over there in Britain. But what happened, Britain had been the ones to convert Africans, and then they went back to Britain because that's their homeland. That's where their God was, you know, right? And it was, if you wanted to look for Christian churches, they were usually black. But guess what? From what I understand, you know, the communists with the Black Lives Matter, they've infiltrated them too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can't say anything about anybody all over the world because the communists don't quit. And they will make a treaty, and they have never kept a treaty. They laugh at it. Have never kept a treaty. It's just a joke to them.
So how do we save this experiment in individual representation? How do we save the republic, the experiment in representative democracy?
Well, I would say just remind them why we even got here to start with. That why we came. And listen, they would not have accepted, no signer of the Constitution would have accepted a Satanist or anything like that to be called a religion. No, baby. They would not have signed it. There would never be a Constitution if they put that stuff in there.
They had to get away from the Church of England. They didn't like the idea of a government church.
Well, no, telling you what you had to be. But even those people have been saved from what I understand. I mean, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff up north still up there. I saw it with my own eyes, you know. But they call this the Bible Belt, but, you know, you expect everybody down here to be perfect. Well, there's no way that's going to happen because, you know, Texas is ground zero for controlling the world right now, unfortunately.
Yep. Well, thank you for the call, Pat. We're up against the break. I'm going to have to let you go.
Thank you for standing up for the Constitution. Thank you.
Thank you again for the call. Ed in Florida, we'll get back to you right on the other side of this break, I promise.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Peter, the new Thursday night host of the show, and we have Ed on the line in Florida. We're talking right now. We're talking about how the government and both political parties use scare tactics to control us and get us to give up our liberties. Ed, what do you have to add to tonight's conversation?
Well, let's talk about the deep state. It's been growing for over 100 years in this country. I mean, it started, you know, with the Federal Reserve, you know, even before that, but the Federal Reserve and the income tax, and it's just grown and grown and grown and grown. And it's grown because of both the parties. The Democrats and Republicans are both in bed with the deep state, who are in bed with the global socialists. And, you know, when you got all four, all these people lined up, the deep state, the global socialists, and the Republican and Democratic Party, this is what we get.
So here's what my way of looking at it. I've always thought it odd that when the people on the left side of the political aisle, the people on the left side of the political aisle get control, they run with their agenda. When the people on the right side of the political aisle get control, they put a stop to the left's agenda, but they never roll anything backwards. So what you have, is, you know, a run to the left, basically a break, a breather, a pause, and then another run to the left, and then a break, and then there's never a run to the right. And I think that's what this populist movement is looking for, and that's what probably scares the socialist, communist, globalist cabal.
You might be right there, but I see it a little differently than you do. They're all
that's
statists.
Why we have a call-in show.
The Republican are statists just as much as, you know, they won't go against the Federal Reserve. They won't try to end the Federal Reserve. They won't try to end all these agencies. They won't get rid of the FBI, the DEA, the CIA, the IRS, go on and on, all the alphabetical soup. They're not going to get rid of them.
Right.
They're just going to add to them, and they've added a lot of them. So they're really, I mean, they're statists, And there's people that want no status. There's the status and the anti-status.
So we need a lot more of the anti-statists.
Yes, we need anti-state. And that's the problem, because all we do is keep growing state. Even Trump grew state. He gave us Space Force. He didn't get rid of the agency, so you added more to it. Everybody adds to it. Every president added to it. There isn't one that didn't, you know what I mean? But and then another thing, we suffer from executiveitis. Everybody thinks it's executive. But no, it's the money spent at the House of Representatives. They are in charge of the purse. That's what our founders wanted. And they are the ones that it's built and bought this deep state, both Republicans and the Democrats.
Right, to the point of spending 25% more money than they have every year, year after year.
Yeah,
try that House.
And supporting a fake money system,
right?
They should open to free market banking.
So
you know,
like I said, what do we do to stop it?
Voting Republican and Democrat is not the answer. What we can do is work locally in our communities and start, you know, trading in our communities, bartering in our communities, and supporting our communities and our community churches, and get back to what our founders wanted, was more of a community support system.
I would agree with that. I've said before on the show, I don't remember if I've said it here on Republic Broadcasting Network, but I've said on my own show, Liberty Lighthouse, like, you know, I buy milk from a local dairy, like in glass jugs that I take back and they get washed and they fill them back up. If I was on medication, if I was on prescription medication, I would have it transferred to the locally owned drugstore rather than the CVS or Rite Aid or Walgreens.
Beautiful. That's what we need to smoke to support local stuff again. I remember when I was a kid, we had a milkman that brought in bottles and stuff back in the 50s, you know what I mean? But that's what we got to do, is get back to community, supporting each other, and move away from these globalists. Because, you know, the deep state is so deep in D.C. I work with the Libertarian Party down here in Florida, and our last convention, Flexit, was our thing. Florida exit, you know. National divorce is probably another way we can go. And there's people talking, I mean, the Libertarian Party talks about it. You know, it's like, hey, let's just flex it from D.C. because it's the district of creeps and the district of corruptions. You're not going to get, you know, you're not going to change that culture. That culture's so embedded, man. I remember going back, I mean, I watched it grow from the late 60s on, man. I used to go down there and demonstrate stuff, and it just grows and grows and grows on. First, it filled up the inside of the circle. Then it started filling on the outside of the circle. Then they started building all over the country. It's just crazy how deep the deep state got.
Absolutely. I mean, the federal government is now the largest employer in our country. That's insane. You know, whatever happened to limited government? I mean, if they're the largest employer in the country, it is obviously not a limited government.
Exactly. And one thing people got to realize, the Republicans aren't going to get rid of the deep state. They built the deep state. They are
builders
of the deep state.
Yeah, we need 300-400 constitutionalist libertarian types in Washington, D.C. to get rid of any of it. We would need enough.
Well, that's not going to happen. But they won't let that happen. It's not going to happen. So let's be realist, you know. We got to work in our own communities and push for stuff like, you know, the libertarians on here, flex it. Let's go for a national divorce. And that might happen. There's a lot of, you know, it happened in the past, and it might happen again.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk.
Itself. Yeah, there is a lot of
talk. Hey, well, thank you very much for your call, sir.
Yeah. You got to make
it. Whereabouts in Florida are you? Oh, well, I waited too long
Orlando.
To ask. Oh, there you go. Orlando.
Yeah. Orlando, Ocala area.
All right. I lived in Kissimmee for several years.
Oh, yeah. I know Kissimmee real well. My parents lived there for a while.
Have a good night, Ed. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Moving on, we got Chance in West Virginia on line one. Chance, how are things in West Virginia?
Oh, pretty well, Peter, so far. You know, Peter, I seem to remember 35 years ago about my late daddy said to me there wasn't a bit of difference between Democrats and Republicans. He said there was no difference whatsoever. You know, back then when I woke up, oh, I'd say 30 years ago, I fell into that right-wing Christian coalition nonsense. I figured they were representative of my beliefs, right? And they used to send out this little voter scorecard on how all the House of Representatives voted and how all the senators voted. And you know what woke me up, Peter? I went down that list, and I've seen Republicans in the House and in the Senate sabotage conservative values by their voting. And I checked, and I found out that the majority of those Republicans way back then that sabotaged, quote-unquote, conservative values, they either belong to the CFR or the Trilateral Commission. So there you go. This is how far this goes back, and I'm sure it goes back even farther than that. But that was my wake-up call, and that's why I steer clear of both parties now. I don't touch them with a 10-foot pole. I don't trust them. And any comment, Peter?
I'm just saying, you know, I wouldn't register with the party. I was, how old am I now? I was probably 45 before I affiliated to a political party. I was an independent voter my whole life. And then I was using the online tool I Side With. And when you know, I took their big, long questionnaire, and I went through, and at the end it said, hey, you're very strongly a Constitution Party person. And I went,
yeah,
there's a Constitution Party? What?
I'm Constitution. Yes, sir. I believe in a Constitution. See, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's that time delay, I guess. I fell for that William F. Buckley crap. I fell for all the, you know, the so-called right wing back then in the early 90s until I found out they were taking me for a damn ride also. And I, you know, I gave in and voted for Trump the first time around back in 2016. I figured, okay, he's talking a good spiel. Let's give him a try. And bingo, I got it right up the rear end again. And I said, that's it. And I made my mind up. That's enough of these two. I'm not wasting my time anymore. And that's where I stand. And I wonder how many of your listeners feel that way, too.
I would suggest a lot of them probably do. Yeah, it's amazing how wise our parents are sometimes.
Yeah, my late daddy, God rest his soul, was just a blue-collar working man. He didn't even come to this country until, how old was he when he came here? Let's see, he came here in 52. He was, born in 37, 15 years old he came to this country from Eastern Europe, you know, and he was a working man, and even he saw through the nonsense, and he wasn't even as politically astute as I am, but like I said, he was just a working man, and he saw through the charade, and all right, well, Peter, thanks for taking my call, and that's all I wanted to say now.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. It amazes me how not only our fathers, but particularly if our fathers are of that working class, how they can see through the crap so much better than the educated class. Well, we all know this. We all know that there is little, if any, difference between the Democrats and Republicans. The blue-collar guy knows that. But the educated people think that they're vastly different. So, who's really the educated? I mean, this is the difference between education and common sense. When I was in the Navy, I was a cook. And I had a junior cook, a cook under me, who was one of the smartest guys I know. Book smart. Could quote stuff that blow your mind. But he boiled a kettle dry every day. We'd fill a steam jacket kettle, big 50, 70-gallon kettle full of water, and get it to boil to use hot water to scrub the floors. And every day he would put that water on, and turn up the steam to get it to boil, and then you go take a break and forget about it. Every day. Brilliant book smarts. No common sense. And that's kind of where the way that people look at politics. These incredibly intelligent, educated people who can't see the basic common sense behind the politics. I don't get it. Anyway, 30 seconds. Be right back.
If you do live streaming, I want you to check out Restream. Restream is an online recording studio and streaming service that allows you to stream to multiple platforms all at once. You can have guests to do your live stream, and nobody has to install anything because it's entirely browser-based. I use Restream for my live streams, and you should at least give them a chance to check them out. Go to liberty-lighthouse.com/restream, and I'll save you $10 when you sign up for their premium service. You can try it for free, but once you see all of the cool features that come with the premium service, I'm pretty sure you're going to want it. So again, liberty-lighthouse.com/restream to save $10 on that cool premium service.
Okay, so, I don't know. Are we beating a dead horse yet? Should I move on to the next topic? I'm kind of done with it. Like, what do you do? You do as much business as you can locally. Get involved at the local level and strengthen your community. And if every community did that, then, of course, you know, all politics is local. Eventually, that'll grow up and up to the federal government. But by then, what's left? I mean, $1.7 trillion a year, they're just throwing away. Sarah, one of the people in the Facebook chat room watching the live stream video says the left isn't educated. The right is educated with common sense. Yeah, I would say that the right has the common sense in the matter. The left has the emotion. Generally speaking. And I think we on the right, we need to get some emotion involved. You win hearts with emotion. You change minds with common sense. You can change the world if you have both. So we need to be able to start making emotional arguments in a common sense way if we really want to change the world. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm working on an interview for a coming show that I'm really excited about. And I kind of want to say who it is, but I don't want to jinx it. And I don't know. Well, maybe we'll hold that. I don't have anybody scheduled for next week yet, but we'll see how that goes. It might be somebody fabulous. How tone deaf is this current administration to have a party, a garden party on the lawn at the White House, have their little party to celebrate the success of this administration and the Inflation Reduction Act on the same day that terrible, terrible numbers come out about inflation? And at the same time, like while the party's going on, the stock market dives like 1,200 points. That is our federal government. They are that tone deaf. They think we passed the legislation. We win. You know what? I'm still paying $15 for 3 pounds of bacon that I used to pay $9 for. I'm still paying 21% more on the rate of my electric bill. 33% more the rate of my natural gas heating bill. But we passed a bill and it's going to help everybody. And they want to throw a party and celebrate while we out here that actually write the checks and see our bills, we see that they're Inflation Reduction Act hasn't done jack. But they want to throw a party. That's how tone deaf our government is. That is how detached they are. How they don't represent us anymore. And I think a majority of us, I think a majority of the conservative right, the populists, the constitutionalists, I think a majority of us just want to feel represented again. Like, really, does your representative do what you want them to do? Do they vote the way that you want them to vote? Do they share your values? I don't. And if you look at them at DC, if you look at them as a whole in one big group, they definitely don't collectively. If that's the one thing we really need, is we the people, we the sovereigns of this power structure, we need to feel that the people we send to Washington, D.C. are representing us. And we don't feel that now. Another video comment. The Inflation Reduction Act is boosting inflation and seriously reducing our buying power. Absolutely. You can't randomly print $1 trillion, or whatever it was, and not reduce the value of a dollar bill, which is inflation. How does anybody think that they can spend their way out of rising inflation? I'm high school educated, which means that all of my economic knowledge comes from either junior high or high school. And I remember basic supply and demand. The more money is out there, the less it's worth. But we keep printing more every year, $1.5, $1.7 trillion more. Then we have something like COVID come around and poof, $6 trillion out of nowhere. $6 trillion created by a couple of keystrokes and poof, there it is, $6 trillion. And they didn't think that was going to cause inflation. Like, they did that. These people in D.C., the Federal Reserve, Congress, the president, everybody, they went along with this and they spent this $6 trillion and the Fed didn't raise the interest rate. Like, immediately. Like, oh, well, that's going to cause inflation. We should raise the interest rates. No, they wait. They wait until the inflation is so bad that you've got to take out a second mortgage to buy groceries before the Fed does anything. And then what happens if they act too harshly, too fast? Well, then that'll just crash the whole economy. That'll somehow be Donald Trump's fault too, right? Can't ever be the guy sitting in the White House. Can't ever be their fault. It's always got to be the previous guy that sat in the White House. Because none of our elected officials want to admit responsibility or culpability for anything. They always have to have a scapegoat. They always have to have somebody else to blame. And yeah, that's why we don't feel represented. That's why we sit here going, nobody wants this crap that you're doing. Laura in Michigan, line one. Please have some good news for me. My blood pressure is starting to go up.
I don't know if I can do that, but one of my solutions is we should do like the Russian Duma. No, dual citizenships. You must be a Russian citizen to be in the Duma, and we need to have just American citizens in our Congress. No dual citizenships. But you don't know
I agree. I don't think anybody should be, you know, elected at the federal level with dual citizenship. That just doesn't seem right. I would agree with that.
Yes. Also, I got a couple of
things.
Did you know there's been at least 12 conservative reporters been killed since 2001?
It probably sounds about right. Yeah, I haven't tallied them, but yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, I had Steve Noon. I had him. He named him off. And I said, well, could you send that to RBN website? And John Moore said, you have Steve send it to him. If anybody wants to research those names.
Okay.
I think that's kind of important, getting rid of our conservative reporters. We don't have that many as it is.
No, we don't.
Right. Also, I go back to the Constitution. The people who vote should be landowners, head of household. And I can say this because I'm a woman. But I'm sorry the women never got the right to vote. I never vote for, I'll tell you what I do. I never vote for a woman, a lawyer, or anybody who have a dual citizenship, anybody who provoke perverted sex. That pretty much knocks down all the names.
Yeah, it takes out a lot of them. Anyway.
Yeah.
I want a president that's willing to come right out and say, look, I will not sign a budget that isn't a balanced budget and force Congress to write a balanced budget. But that probably never happened either.
This raising the debt ceiling all the time is terrible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, got one more caller and only got about 5 minutes left. So thank you very much for your call, Laura.
Okay.
Have a fabulous evening. And let's go from Laura to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren in Ohio, welcome to National
Peter. Hey, baby, I'll tell you what. That was a great opening monologue. Exactly as it is. And quick answer for the solution, keep your money in your pocket. Quit paying taxes you don't owe to people who are using your money to destroy you. Keep your children in your home. Why are you turning your offspring over for Satanists and pedophiles and corrupt people to run them, to teach them? It's like that new Disney cartoon, and the dad's the devil, and the mother's a witch, and he's telling this kid, I can't even remember what he said to the kid. It was so obtuse and obscene, but what do you expect when your son comes home and tells you he wants to be a girl because of what they're doing to him in these schools? The Bible says to guard what goes in the ear gate and the eye gate. You can't do that if your child's not with you or in the care of somebody who has similar values. And so keep your money in your pocket, keep your children at home, boycott big business. Quit giving money to the big guys. Find your local farmers, find local people. I have local plumbers, local electricians, local builders. I'm near Amish. I'm finding local cabinets, local metalworks. We can take this back from them. It's not a fight the way people want it to be, where you're opposing the other guy. Who you're opposing is yourself. Will I obey God this day? Meaning, if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. Are you being productive? Meaning, keep your children with you morning and night, teaching them the truth, the word of God. Is that what you're doing with your children? Or are you handing them over to somebody else? It tells you how to take care of your health. Genesis 1:29, I've given you the herb and the seed thereof, and these shall be as meat for you. Okay, so that's how you take care of your health, not going to these doctors, not going to Anthony Fauci and getting injected with poison, and then whining about it later. This is what I keep trying to get people to understand, even lovely people that I love from this own, you know, radio show, talk show host, that we're telling them, don't take this shot. They take them anyway. Because people just, they haven't done enough studies. Well, we think it's safe. No. We can't be that guy. We have got to be the people that know what's going on. And I mean all the way know. So the Constitution, you know, that body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers' activity, that's to limit them, not to tell us what to do. They're not our boss. We need to start going after them. And somebody mentioned something. I don't know if you've looked into this or not, but they said the sheriffs could actually make them take these electronic voting machines out. Pen, paper, count the ballot. You report up what the number is. That's what has to happen. And if you haven't figured it out yet, the Republicans are trying to throw this race. They're trying to have it be just a ball of controversy so that you can feel even more helpless and hopeless after you go and vote. You see what I mean? So quit doing that. Just take your business in hand.
Hey, support the local businesses. Thank you very much, Lauren. It is break time. If all things work out, fingers crossed, when we come back from this break, we'll have Jeff Vermant with us, the guy who founded the Tusk browser. Be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.